Hi, this is Paul Rosman with Wiffles Wednesday. I'm bringing you Between the Rows. Sitting here with me this week, we have Ryan Gentle, agronomist from Wiffles. Wanted to talk to him a little bit this week. Ryan, we're getting into July here, which is corn rootworm season. How do you feel with this drought, the effect that it has coming into the season here with that pest?
Yep, great question, Paul. I have been finding a few rootworm larvae there hatched out and are starting to feed on roots. The big thing with a drought like this is rootworm larvae are terrible swimmers. So when we have much rain at all in June, it usually drowns a lot of the rootworm larvae that are feeding and they die. We don't see a lot of damage, but as we all know, we've been very water limited this June. That's actually, for our area, has been like the 130th driest in 131 years of record keeping. So got very little rain, very little drowning of the rootworm larvae. So we've got the potential here to maybe see a little more rootworm pressure, a little more rootworm feeding than we've seen in the past, especially on your non-traded corn. Just a reminder, even if you have rootworm-traded corn, that rootworm larvae does have to take a bite out of that root to get the BT protein to kill it. So could see just a little bit of feeding even on your traded corn as well. But the potential's there definitely for higher risk on the rootworm this year.
Perfect. Now, also coming in here to basically the first week of July, where would you say we're at kind of on the plant stage, the growth stage of the plant in the field? You're down by the Fairview area. Where would you say, working south to north, we're kind of at here?
Yep, all kind of depends on your planting date. You know, we had a few guys start that week of April 10th through the 15th. I expect a lot of that corn is going to start shooting tassels this weekend. So we're going to start to see some pollination happening on the early April stuff. We planted May 3rd through the 5th, 6th, somewhere in that time frame. You're probably looking at the second week of July. And then if you planted towards the end of May, probably the third or fourth week of July. But we're coming up on a super critical time here where we really need to get some rain and some moisture. You know, during pollination, we can lose up to 8-9% of our yield per day when we're really severely drought stressed. So need some water. Everybody cross their fingers, do a big rain dance, and hopefully we'll get some 4th of July fireworks rained out, actually. A good thing this year.
Yeah, we are praying. Well, we appreciate some of the people that have got a little bit of moisture here in the past weekend. We're praying for some more, and you guys can tune in next week and listen to us here. We'll watch this crop grow together. God bless.
Thank you.